Okay, so just how accurate are those radar guns? A retired sheriff's deputy in Windsor, California, may have an answer. A little while back, he installed a GPS tracking device in his stepson's car in order to monitor his driving. Now, that same device could prove police were wrong when they recently pulled over the teen for speeding, NPR's John McChesney reports.
Roger Rood is on a mission, and he wants to make clear at the outset that mission is not to overturn his stepson Sean's speeding ticket. That wasn't why Rood installed the tracker in Sean's car.
What's important is that parents of teens understand this technology is out there. The tragedies that are taking place due to teen driving and speed are now becoming needless.
Rood takes me to his computer and logs onto the website for the GPS company keeping track of the device installed in his stepson's car.
After entering a password, it displays a map that will show Sean's vehicle's current location. He's at work at his job, Valley Tire and Brake, in Pine Road in Santa Rosa. And I know how long he's been there, and I will know when he leaves.
On the map is a blue automobile icon indicating Sean's car. The map also shows his route, and Roger Rood can click anywhere along that route and get a time and speed check. If Sean drives faster than 70 miles an hour, his parents will get an automatic email indicating where and when that happened. It did happen once.
And for that event, he lost his keys for 10 days.
But the same device that got him in trouble back then may save him now. The police recently wrote him a ticket for going 62 in a 45-mile-an-hour zone, but the GPS tracker shows he was going the speed limit. The question now is whether the GPS will trump the radar gun.
Radar guns are a long way from being infallible. They can make a lot of errors.
Jim Baxter, president of the National Motorist Association, says the most common radar error is tracking the wrong vehicle. And what about the accuracy of GPS?
GPS readings in terms of measuring speed are generally quite accurate and can measure down to 1/10 of a mile per hour.
As a former public relations officer for the Sonoma County Sheriff, Roger Rood is media savvy and has publicized Sean's tracker as part of his campaign to get more parents to use one. And that's why you won't be hearing from Sean in this report. Not after teachers at his school assigned his class to write papers about his tracker.
That didn't go over very well for Sean at school. So he's a little allergic to media exposure at this point and has steadfastly not wanted it in his vehicle.
And you won't be hearing from the police who issued the ticket either. They didn't return our phone calls. So has Sean changed his attitude about that tracker?
When we were sitting in the hallway at court, I asked him, I said, I know, Sean, if you had your choice, you'd be out of your car right now, and you don't want it in your car. However, just for today, as we're sitting here in the hallway about to go into court, are you glad it was in your car? And he went, yeah, I am.
Sean and his stepfather face a few more hurdles. The first is to raise a reasonable doubt about the radar gun so they can take the matter to a higher court. But even if Sean wins, there's still a reasonable doubt that he will ever love his tracker. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.